Welcome to the first episode of our epic podcast.
Also, I'm asleep right now. So don't trust anything I say right now.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that you wouldn't be too overwhelming for our audience, like, you know. So we just did this in the morning, so to be sure. Okay, so let's start just with our background story, like how did you start trying to seduce women and trying to figure this out for yourself?
Yeah, so I had a pretty normal childhood, I'd say, but then at a certain point, I had a lot of things come at me at once. So when I was 12, I had my mom pass away, I had my stepdad abandon me, I moved in with a family member who wasn't very emotionally supportive, and I got my arm put through a window, so I almost died. I had 150 stitches, 56 staples. I lost like a liter and a half of blood. I don't know, a lot. And so there was a lot of things that I went through in this 1 year. And then after about 6 months, I started to go into a depression. Oh, yeah, I should be looking.
Yeah, it should be looking. But I'm letting you go.
And then, so I got into depression, and I was in this deep state of depression for 4 to 5 years. And it wasn't until I, moved out of the place that I was living and got some new perspective that I could actually start to sense that, hey, maybe my life could get a little bit better. And after that point, I found self-development. So I found, things about meditation. I found, different mindsets. And all this stuff was pretty much just online. So it wasn't like I was reading books at the time. I just found YouTube videos and just started implementing the information I got. And, so I started doing self-development. And then eventually I found pickup and game. But I realized I was like, I'm too emotionally fucked up to talk to another human being right now. So let me fix a little bit more of that issue. And so then I did some more internal work, if you will. And I started talking to people after that, not hot girls, but just people.
Men especially.
And so when I was talking to these people, I had noticed that I had very short interactions. I was very nervous with it. And then over time, I just became more and more relaxed with just talking to people. So instead of talking to the lunch lady for 15 seconds and then running away because I was too afraid, I was able to have longer conversations with people. And I feel like I am partially autistic in a way where it's like I have, or just very nerdy in a way where I don't even like talking that much, or I don't like, cause you are the,
I'm the talker.
This guy wakes up at 7 a.m. He starts just talking to himself, in the mirror, talking to anyone on the phone. And I need a lot of time to just be alone and relax and chill. But whatever, I built that up over time. And it was anytime I'd go out, it seemed like it was very, very draining to just talk to a human being. So I would go out to, let's say, a club, and I would talk for 5 minutes, and then I felt, oh my God, I'm just drained of my energy. I need to go home. So I couldn't maintain a happy, positive state for more than 5 minutes without feeling like I needed to take a nap. I couldn't talk to another human being for that long without feeling like I need to fall asleep. I basically every step of the way was very, very, very hard work for me. And I think that's why I got so far, is because I put in hard work. And I just continued that path. So instead of being a natural here, who has these there's pros and cons to being a natural. I started out down here, but I moved up over time, and then eventually you just become better than these naturals in a way. So that's kind of my story with the success with women thing. Is I just kind of, I was at a very, very low point in my life. I came up. Found self-development, got even farther, and then I, found success with women stuff. After a while, I started implementing it, and, yeah, so That's a brief recap. I don't want to rant.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit.
No one cares, man. You're alone in this world.
Yeah, I also wanted to... Sometimes I'll see other people, like even you, who's just like, you're just like naturally extrovert. You can talk to anyone and just nonstop verbal content. I'm like, damn, like, man, if only I didn't have such a shitty like adolescence, if I wasn't so traumatized in my past, maybe this would be the case. And some people say like it's like a lifetime journey kind of getting over your own bullshit in a way. It's a lifetime journey of like letting go of the past, and I kind of agree with that to a certain extent.
Yeah, me too. I also have bullshit. I talk, but you know, I also have bullshit to deal with, like, you know, get over it. So,
well, if you can hear everything,
I can hear. I don't like to hear that. this was the weirdest moment in our podcast so far. It just started, but you know. So. What is game, right? What is...
That's game.
You just gave me... I'm in.
Game to me is a few things. But mainly it's basically how to communicate with someone to give them a good experience. Move that forward toward having sex in a non-judgmental way. So the first part would be giving out good energy. So you've kind of eliminated all those needy, taking, fucking toxic qualities about yourself, which everyone has. We're looking at the camera. Everyone has them. If you think that you don't have them and you're like, hey, Austin, I'm just wondering about text game. It's just my text game. You know, if I just get my text game handled, then all these bitches will be hanging out with me. But what they don't realize is that these guys are needy, they're toxic, they have certain things in their past that are holding them back. So there's a couple of things to address there. You have to get a therapist, have someone to talk to about these issues, do some self-reflection, maybe start doing meditation, maybe start doing some psychedelics to do deeper seeing into yourself. And it really is a process over time of finding these things and letting them go and accepting whatever is in your life. So I think for me, for a long time, I was very insecure about certain things. During the depression, you start hating yourself and then you find things that you just dislike about yourself. And one of the things that really helped was mushrooms, where you just kind of feel like this. It's almost like if you've been meditating for 5-10 years straight every single day for an hour a day, it gives you this insight where you're like, I love myself, I accept myself. It doesn't really matter what's going on in my life. I accept it, and now let me move forward and give myself the best life I can. So you have to take care of that part, because if you have this toxic energy, people will see it. You know, it's like their bullshit detector. They're and especially the more socially advanced people are, they can see through whatever you have like that.
Yeah, the self is always shining through, right? So
yeah, so hot girls, cool guys, they can immediately see what your issues are. So handle those internal issues and things that have been happening in your life. And then the other parts are like, for example, self-amusement, making yourself have a good time so that you can share a good energy with other people. So self-amusement, being at the cause. So like actually, you know, believing that you have a choice in your life to direct your life, and making other people kind of like follow your lead around you, being a leader. And yeah, there's a bunch of others. We don't need to go through all of them here. But there's that, and then it's meeting the girl, giving her good vibes, leading her around, and moving it forward towards sex. Oh my God, so bad.
My God, so naughty. Sex. This is a Christian country, Austin. You should stop that conversation. Yeah. You should stop. Yeah, that's true, but there are some people that do think like game is only about manipulation. As you see, like articles in magazines of people going on rants about it. They're just teaching guys how to manipulate women, right? which is not true, because it's actually about you being more real and more like you let yourself shine and you're okay with it, right?
But then if you let yourself shine through, that's manipulation as well. Yeah, and then people want to connect with you. Oh no.
Yeah.
It's like with anything. For example, like there's book covers over here. They're trying to maximize the amount of people that see the book. So they're manipulating you to see the book. And then the cover's like designed in a way that makes you want to buy the book. So they're manipulating you to buy the book. So you can either look at everything as manipulation. For example, another one would be makeup, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So makeup's been used for, I think, what was it? It was like they found makeup in like 20,000 BC or something like this. So women have been using makeup for a very long time to make themselves seem more attractive than they actually are. Right?
Yeah.
So that's manipulation. Especially when you see these girls these days where it's like makeup has almost become a science. It is a science. So a girl who's like average puts on this makeup and then she looks like a stunner. And then you get up close and you're like, oh, fuck, I've been deceived.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's even worse than anything that a guy could do, really. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because a guy, it's mostly with his vibe with the girl. So it's like, you can't really manipulate the vibe, right? But with makeup, you can just manipulate and you're like, oh, I'm just this goddess, you know?
Yeah, I know, so, I know. Yeah, you're totally right.
And it's not like they're worse or anything like that, but it's just another example how everyone's trying to maximize the good shit in their life, right? Who's yeah, like, course. You know what? I could get a really emotionally stable, beautiful partner, but nah, I'll just settle for like a curmudgeon.
The criminal. This is a criminal. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think in a way I like to view everything in that sense as persuasion, right? So yeah. It's like sales is persuasion. Book covers is persuasion. Talking to people is persuasion.
Which is, because you're the sum of the five people you hang out with the most. So you're influencing each other whether you want it or not, right? So regardless, right?
You're manipulating each other.
Yeah. I'm manipulating you right now. Yeah, that's it. But, you know, some guys don't believe that game does work. And they say that your success is only due to, like, looks and money. This debate has been going on for a long time, you know, but there are still a lot of guys who say, no, only looks and money. If you don't have the looks, then you're fucked, right?
My favorite one's the looks thing, because there is a guy, he would actually be down to probably be on I could do a video with him. So this guy, he's paid to be a model. So he's a professional model in Toronto, Canada. This guy, whenever I look at him, I'm like, you're perfect. And like he literally looks like the most perfect human being possible. And I was like, you know what, dude, if I was the hint bisexual, I would be gaming you so hard. And anyway, so this guy, just he's like blonde hair, blue eyes, 6'2", just like perfect build, just this gorgeous human being. Where is I going with this? Oh, he has trouble meeting girls. And he has trouble closing. He has trouble, like, continuing the conversation. There's some issues there. And whenever he brings this stuff up, people are like, dude, what are you talking about? You're, like, 6'2". You look like a god. What the fuck? And he's like, dude, looks aren't everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I heard him say that, it really stuck out to me. Another little story is, I was with this girl. We were at her apartment, and for some reason we went out into the hallway, and she had another friend too, and this other guy was in there in this hallway, and he was a cool guy, so we bring him in to just like join the party, and he tried to like game my girl in a way, but then I was in the mood where I was just, you know, being awesome, as you are when you're gaming. You enter the state where you're just like the most fucking awesome person around. And he was way better looking than I was. He was like financially independent. He's like, yeah, I just don't work anymore. You know, I invented shit and now I just like work off of, or I get like money coming in. And this guy, he tried to get with the girl that I was with, but she liked me way more because of my energy. So this guy had way more money. This guy had way better looks and he didn't get results. And now, I don't know if you guys can tell, I have a broken nose. Anyone that can talk to me for more than a second knows that my nose is literally broken. I was playing Ultimate Frisbee, someone broke it. So I have a broken nose, I have a huge scar that some people, when they see, they're like, oh my god, what the fuck? So I have all these, like, physical issues. I'm kind of, like, asymmetrical and shit. And it doesn't even matter. Like, I have had sex with girls who are, when I'm looking at them, I'm like, you, like, this is the most perfect thing I've ever seen. It's like when you're having sex with her, it's like a symphony is going on.
Yeah, yeah. Angels are crying in heaven.
Yeah. And so if I can do it, you can too. And yeah, and I would also say just go out and you will see guys who are unattractive hooking up with hotter girls. There's always going to be someone who's less attractive than you, who has less money, who has less resources, who's going to make it work. It's not really your resources that matter. It's your resourcefulness.
Yeah, it's because it's all about the experience that you give the girl, right? It's mm-hmm. all about the experience and the emotions and range of emotions that you make her go through. Like movies. It's exactly the same thing, right? Like movies make you go through range of emotions. And it doesn't matter if the movie has a good image. It doesn't matter if the movie is like very, very well made. If there is no emotion in it, nobody will follow the story and mm-hmm. just drop midway.
Same thing with YouTube videos. There could be amazing production quality, if the content isn't good, people don't care. But then you could have a vertical video from some shitty cell phone in Africa that captures an interesting event and people want to see it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's more or less the same thing. Yeah, similarity. What do you think are some common mistakes you see guys doing? You've been teaching for how long now?
I've been coaching for 3 years.
For 3 years, so you've seen a lot of shit happen.
Yeah.
What do you think are the biggest struggles guys in general have?
I'd say most of the struggle is internal. So I'd say probably 50 to 60% is just internal issues that guys are going through. That's why when a lot of people are like, yo, what book should I read to get good at game? It's like, if I knew what their issues were, I could recommend a better book. Because if I just say, read Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, read Awaken the Giant Within, read Models by Mark Manson. If I just say read those books, that could be a partial solution, right? But unless they're dealing with those internal issues, they're not going to get results. So, for example, if a guy's dealing with depression, I could recommend him a book on happiness or getting out of depression or being present in the moment. But people don't see their own issues, so they're called blind spots. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what the question was.
No, it was common mistakes guys do. And you're talking about, like, you recommend books.
The most common mistakes guys make are the ones that they're kind of unaware of. I'd say some common mistakes people make in terms of the technical side is opening too close. So their girl's, like, here, and they open, like, here. Yeah. And it scares the shit out of her. Another one is, or at least that I've seen in Portugal, New York, is like guys being too physical and too grabby. So one night we went out and there were two girls. He banged this girl last night. So we opened, we're just chatting with them, vibing. And later the girl says, you're the only guys who have talked to us tonight.
Yeah, true, true.
And keep in mind, I think this was at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So they've been out probably since 11. So that's 5 hours of guys who have just been grabbing them.
Yeah, because like, they have been approached.
Hey,
yeah.
How are you?
Latin lover.
And then meanwhile, we come up, bring good energy, just chatting with them, making them laugh, making sure they have a good time. And yeah, so that's another one, which would be actually have a conversation with a girl, actually give out good energy. Don't just... It's like if someone... The equivalent approach of just grabbing girls and like I don't even know what the fuck they're thinking, but it'd be like a guy who's trying to sell you a car. He comes up to you on the street, he's like, you buy a car, and he's like takes out his key and he's like, oh, you like the car? Yeah, get it, yeah, get the car. It's like, who? How is he going to sell the car? So that's another one. Let's see. A lot of times guys have trouble leading. And again, a lot of this goes back to internal stuff. If you believe that you are a piece of shit and that what you're leading the girl to is horrible and you think that women hate sex and you're like, man, I just got to trick her into having sex because, you know, women just, they don't like
it. Yeah.
If you believe that, then you are always going to, like, always going to have trouble leading the girl because you don't think you're offering her something that's good.
Yeah.
Right? But if you think, you know what? I'm fucking awesome. This girl is getting so much value just out of being around me. Every step of the way that she's going to go home with me. So let's say I bring her to a Portuguese, you know, treat place. What the fuck is that called?
Atricana.
Atricana. Everything in Portuguese is said very fast. Every time I pronounce it, they're like, no.
But ladies love it, so.
So every step of the way, the girl's going to have fun with me. She's going to get more value out of it. She's going to enjoy it more. And even when I bring her home to have sex, man, I have an entire list of stuff that women get out of me just from sex, right? So it's like if you have an entire list, you're like, oh, she gets to feel masculine presence. I meditate with her before sex, so she's present to the moment. Maybe that changes her life because she learns how to meditate, and then that influences her life drastically. And then she teaches other people how to do it, and everyone's getting more and more presence. Kind of raises the consciousness of Earth, planet Earth. Oh, yeah. So she's present. She's letting go of anxiety. I give her a massage, maybe. She's, like, loosening up. We have epic sex. She feels, like, dominated. She gets to live out these fantasies that no other guys gets to do with her. Maybe she gets a squirt. She gets an orgasm. You know, there's a limited number of things that she can get out of sex with me. And it's all positive, so why would I withhold that from her? In fact, I would be an asshole if I didn't give her that, right?
Of course.
If I didn't lead her to sex in a way that she was comfortable with, then I'm not giving her the best that I can give her, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah. And a really interesting thing about game is that, like, you start, like, fixing your internal issues with girls, right? And, like, the way we come at girls is the way you come at life. They're both really related and intertwined. So when you start improving one thing in your life, then the other begins to improve, or you're, like, pro to improving. So it's just not about game or girls, right? Mm. It's about
I'd say it's somewhat related, but not 100% correlation.
Not 100%, but...
Because I've had students who are business people. So this one guy, for example, he had 4 iPhones. So he had, like, 4 iPhone 7 Pluses or whatever. And just huge phones. And one for every business he has. So he sorts through the phones by the color of the metal. And he's like, I got an issue in this business. Da-da-da-da. And this guy is so business-minded. He's almost like a computer. He's like, oh, time to execute business mode. Yeah, yeah. Okay, am I ready? Okay, Austin, I am ready for game now. So... this guy crushing it in business, right? He's got 4 successful businesses. He's a multimillionaire. But that same guy, he's having trouble even connecting with another human being because he can't be present long enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think the longest conversation or long set he had on boot camp where he was just talking business with a girl, and she was into business too. So So I'd say, I wouldn't say there's 100% correlation. Also, if you're working too hard, your stress levels go way up.
Yeah, that's true.
And if your stress levels go up, you can't really share a good vibe with people. But you're right. There is a certain similarity there where it's like, I think a lot of it comes from the fact that realizing that you're going to die, right? If you're like, okay, I'm going to die, and I've got probably 10 to 20 years left of this dating phase of my life. So if I don't get this handled now, it's probably not going to happen. And then you look at other people around you who just kind of like let themselves go.
Yeah.
For example, I had a bootcamp student who was 470 pounds, depressed. Every day he would just come home from work, get something from fast food, go home, play video games, watch porn. That was his life, and full self-hatred. So it's like, that's where I don't want to be, right?
Yeah.
And luckily for that guy, is actually doing well now. He's losing weight. He started his own business. He's been traveling. He's been like expanding. He's been gaming. But you kind of, I forget even the tangent I was going on.
We were talking about the correlation.
The problem with doing this early in the morning.
Correlation between game and business.
Right? Oh.
The relation between your life.
Yeah, realizing that you're going to die.
Yeah, exactly. Realizing you're going to die.
Yeah, so if you realize you're going to die and you're like, fuck, I want to build a physique, right? I want to build a nice physique. If you come with your physique the same way that you come at game, you know, it comes from that same fact that I'm going to die. Let's take some fucking action. Let's pursue what I want. What we want to accomplish.
Yeah, but it all comes from the fact we're going to die. Because if we didn't, we just didn't have, wouldn't have any motivation to do anything. Because like we could do it any day we wanted, right? We'd just live forever. So
did I remember this meme where it's like with this drum and this little Indian kid was like, he's like, first I bang the drum, then I bang your mom. All right. What's our next topic?
Next topic.
João Gilberto.
You know, so João Gilberto. I don't know why I'm speaking Spanish. I was speaking Spanish the whole night yesterday, and now every time you like do a little bit of Spanish, my mind just goes right back to it. It's crazy. It's the same as happening to me with English.
¿Qué quieres comer?
Okay, so let's just move on. You just talk a lot about meditation, right? So, because it had a huge impact in your life. And now there's like a meditation trend going around, right?
It's trendy.
It's very trendy. It's actually very trendy.
Let's get an acai bowl and meditate.
You meditate with girls after sex, right? So how does meditation help you with game and in life in general?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things that holds guys back, like I said, is this internal stuff. So when you meditate, you get third-party perspective over your issues, and you can see them better, right? So it's like you're almost like in your body, and you see yourself. You're like, man, I really should fix X, right? And meditation helps you do that. Another thing is learning game requires some willpower, right? It does require some willpower. Meditation builds that willpower. I'd say another one is guys who have weak frames. So we actually, I did a seminar here, and I said before we did this connection exercise where you look at another person's eyes. I said, you can tell the guys who are good in game because they will be able to do this and connect deeply with someone without, any giggling, without looking away. And the guys who struggle with connection, who also struggle with game, will have trouble with this exercise. And so that being said, it kind of puts you into that mode where you can connect with someone, you can be present with someone. It builds that strong frame, that groundedness. And, guys that don't have this have a very weak frame, and girls can just poke through.
Yeah.
So for example, if a guy, his frame is like, I'm the shit, girls should be lucky they're with me. You know, if he has a very weak frame, he's like, I'm the shit. And the girl's like, no, you're not. He's like, but I am.
Yeah.
That's exactly his frame breaking. And if you have meditation, you have a very strong frame. It also gives you more free emotions. Like, you can think of it as almost like you're absorbing good emotions from your surroundings. It helps you, actually increases your creativity.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is helpful in game, too. So you can say, Latin lover. Imagine that. Latin lover. I'll give you a minute to imagine that. So it allows you to be more free associative. I actually wrote up a whole fucking thing on this, man. But more free associative. Also present, right? So a lot of, I'd say, man, this probably covers like 20%, 30% of the problems of game. Maybe more.
Yeah.
So guys, they're thinking, oh, fuck. Portuguese girls don't like me. Because in the past, they've been, like, bitchy or whatever. And then in the future, these girls probably aren't going to fuck me. They're not going to date me. They're probably not even going to talk to me, right? So you're not in the present. You're in the past, in the future. So meditation does it puts you in the present where you can, like, be your best self. People who are present give their best selves. But people who are thinking in the future, thinking of the past, they can't really because they're split between different periods. And also, that being said, they place judgments. So something's either good or it's bad. Yeah, yeah. As opposed to just, it is.
Yeah, right? Meditation turns off the judging mind, right?
Yeah, so the example would be, a guy goes up, a girl says, fuck off, I have a boyfriend, his name's Tyrone, he's going to kill you. So in his mind, he's like, fuck, I got rejected, the whole night's going to be bad now, damn it, it's because I'm a piece of shit. Right, so he places judgment as a downward spiral of negativity, or he thinks, "Oh, this girl liked me, so it's good." Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
as opposed to just like, "Oh, some girls like me, some don't. It is what it is," and it keeps you more stable and level. So meditation keeps you present, so you're not thinking, you're not in your head, you're not worried. It keeps you present, where you can give your best self. And also, you're not placing judgments. You're just accepting whatever happens and then taking right action to whatever point you desire.
Yeah, and being present is awesome because when you're really present, it's like you draw people to presence and people feel better because of it.
Yeah.
And then they just feel better around you, right? Because you just bring them to a better place. Another thing I was going to say about, you're talking about the boyfriend, I forgot. Damn it. I had a really good follow-up. Okay, it doesn't matter. If I remember, I remember. Do you have any cool stories you could share, like for guys to see what's possible? What, like, I remember what I was gonna say. Yeah, you were selling about the. I forgot again. That's what happens when you don't sleep. I slept half an hour last night. It's just like a little bit, you know, until the alarm clock ticked. I had to take the girl home. And that's what happens when you don't sleep. I just forgot it. It was a really good
one. Wow, what a player.
Damn it.
Okay, I'll just take over. I'll just start ranting.
You go. You go.
All right. I don't know. Once topics are brought up, I feel like I could rant forever on them.
Yeah, I know. I know. You rant good, man. But you're an introvert, so you just developed that ability to do that, right? Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I could talk about that. So people will often say, like, do 30-day challenges, do 60-day challenges. Yes, but if you are an introvert, that is probably the worst thing to do because you will burn out. Right? So if you're an introvert, like myself, I feel like I'm 80% introverted. Like these guys...
Very specific. Very specific.
Well, I took...
81%, sir.
I took the test. Whatever. I'm mostly introverted. So like after a certain point, it's like I'm also a hypersensitive person. So like noise, light, stuff like that stimulates me to a higher degree. So I feel like it's very intense. It's good for certain things, right? Because you can like you can feel from less intense stimuli, where some people feel like they have to go to EDM festival with MDMA, like while shooting up heroin to feel anything. there's like the stripper who like just can't feel anything anymore, so you have to like verbally abuse her. but for me, I take in a lot of stimuli, so I'm introverted. So for me, if I were to do a 60-day challenge starting out, that would be horrible because 23 days in, I'd be like, dude, I can't anymore. Just kill me now. Whereas someone like yourself or my friend Kevin, you could do a 30-day challenge, you could do a 60-day challenge, no problem. You know, it's not really an issue. You're like, oh, I'm really enjoying talking to all these people.
Yeah,
it's so much
fun.
Yeah,
I don't lose energy when I talk to people. Yeah, I feel recharged. I feel, you know, and...
Yeah, so that's the difference between. I would say if you were an introvert, do not do that. When I was learning, I would pretty much go out 4 to 5 times a week, but some would be shorter. Like people hear like go out every day, and they're like, oh, for 7 hours every day, damn, that's a lot of time investment. Most people who do 7 days a week do like one approach per day, and then on the weekend they maybe go out once, twice.
Yeah.
3 times maybe. Yeah. I basically did 4 to 5 days a week while I was learning, and that worked really well for me. So I just want to throw that out there. You don't need to do 30-day challenge, 60-day challenge.
Yeah, but it is important to approach, right, and just do the things. Because if you just keep stay at home reading theory and watching YouTube videos, you know, although they're very good, yours are very good, watching YouTube videos, you just won't get anywhere with it. Actually, I think if you read too much and watch too much videos, you just get stifled with so much information. You just don't know what to do, right?
Yeah, so one question I ask all my students is, when did you find out about game and when did you start applying it? Because then you can kind of sense how much over-theorizing they've done. Yeah. They're like, oh, I found out about game in 1998, and I started applying it in 2017 in May. It's like, like, you can already tell this guy is going to have some issues. And the fear is essentially what's holding them back. So I'd say, if I could go back in, by the way, I think I did, what was it? It's like, I think I did 3 or 4 months of like learning before I even did an approach. I did some, I knew some girls, so I would like try to practice certain things on them.
I did that too, yeah.
But, and then I was like, holy shit, this is actually working. Dude, when you found out about game and then you start using it, it's like you've discovered
a whole new world, man. It's like,
why the fuck has no one told me about this?
Yeah.
Man, dude, when I was, like, there's certain things that I'm like, why has no one told me about this? But I think people are just unaware
of these in general. Things
too. Like, if your dad was like, listen, dude, this is how to pimp it.
Yeah.
Like, he took you out. He was like, hey, come here. Yo, what's up? Yo, we were just kicking it over here, and then I saw you. Thought I'd play a little guitar song. And he's just playing guitar, and then he, like, sets it down. He's like, yo, so meet my son. And then she's like, I have a hot friend for your son. Brings over a hot friend. You're like 7. It's cool. you're just gaming this MILF. Then you'd learn game, right? But that's not how it works, unfortunately. And then a lot of guys who deal with trauma or are more introverted or are computer developers or whatever, then those people are not going to get that information, right?
Yeah.
Until they go, Siri, how to pick up the bitches. And so they won't get it until then. That'd be funny if I had just... Siri, how do I pick up the bitches?
Well, I never...
I don't know.
Maybe it's not Siri, it's another app. But, yeah.
It would be good if someone taught us these things. Another thing was... I don't know if I should say this. Whatever. The fact that religion is made up, I felt like as growing up, I was like, and then I found out, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, why the fuck have I been lied to? It's like being, it's like your whole life you're being lied to by your parents. It's like Santa Claus. Just believe in Santa Claus. The tooth fairy is going to bring your little tooth.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Freud has like
pray to Jesus.
Freud has like a really extensive thing about like those kinds of lies. Like it's the, you come with a seagull. No, I don't know. It's a bird that brings babies.
Stork.
Okay. So you came, et cetera, all those lies, you know, and then when kids find out, just like disappointed because if I just lied to them and for no actual reason, like just for protecting their kid. Just
go to college. Get a good job.
Yeah, I know. But, dude, that's really funny that you said that because there's an interview
with Jerome. Oh, wait one sec. I want to say that most people are just retarded as fuck. Okay? So don't take your information from those people. Even people in your family, like, they could be telling you things that could just destroy your life.
I know. I had really bad advice when I was a kid. I had some older friends. I would ask advice for girls, right? And the advice would just backfire because it was really, really bad advice. So
basically, research, find what actually works, find people who know what they're talking about, and then from there, you can start implementing. But like, if you just implement on shitty advice, like, where are you going?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, to get a good career, you need to go to a college. You need to go to community college, and then you get your sociology degree, and then you graduate, and .. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then also, the thing with the ceiling being push-ups, and I have to get like a master's degree to stand out. Pretty soon it's going to be like you have to have a PhD to get a job at a gas station.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna blow. The bubble is going to blow somewhere. It's true.
And no one says like, just find a skill set that people want to pay you for and develop that over time and build an audience that wants to pay you.
True. And nowadays with the internet, just so much easier to do everything. You can just promote yourself for free, basically, on YouTube and
other channels. Yeah, there's downsides to that.
Yeah, there are.
It's harder to stand out.
Exactly. There's so many people doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to like have really good content and work on it.
You have to fuck it. What's up, guys? What up, invaders?
Do you have some stories you want to share to stimulate our audience?
I usually hate stories because I feel like I'd say 90% of the people in the pickup industry are full of shit and they're stupid and they have no decent advice at all. But there's something that everyone can get out of them. No, I really don't believe that. I think that there's a lot of people in the pickup industry who just talk like they're like, let me do another talking to the camera video. Hey guys, I'm gonna regurgitate some stuff I heard.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas people who actually get results put those results out there, and people are like, "Oh wow, so he can actually do what he's talking about." Right?
Yeah, that's true.
So I will tell one story after this quick commercial break when I have to pee.
6.5 hours later.
Austin is back.
Okay, let's go into it. Good story. Yeah, I hope it's not a pee story. Can you close the door? Sorry.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to say with that is sometimes people think of success with women as kind of linear. It's like, so I start here and then I can increasingly just get better slowly, right? But the reality is it's kind of like exponential in a way in terms of your results, because once you're past a certain level where it's like girls recognize that you're fucking of value, you're awesome, you have high social status in their eyes, you give them an amazing experience, they're having so much fun around you, you can get some serious, serious results. And the same thing with money, right? It's kind of like
exponential. Yeah, it's kind of like exponential, it's true.
And girls can sense this quicker and quicker and quicker from you. So I actually told a story at the seminar the other day about a 30-second pull outside of a club. So I meet the girl. Hey, what's up? Let's go to the after party. It's cool. What's up? What's your name? Whatever. Like machine gun her, and then just there's like a taxi that pulls up, and I'm like, taxi, let's go, boom, in the cab, bounce to my place. So 30 seconds. But why is it 30 seconds? Is it because she's a slut? No, it's because she can see quickly that I have value to bring to her, right? Yeah. She's like, every second I've been with this guy, I have felt nothing but amazing, and I can sense that he is just offering abundant energy, and he is of value, he's high social status, what he's bringing me to is cool. Let's go.
And then I could hear that here.
I don't know if I explained the exponential thing properly. But basically, to get to the top, basically, Illuminati. to get to the top, there are lessons that you go through to get to the top. Not everything that will work for you will be found in one place, right? Except on my channel, youtube.com/AustinSummer, AustinSummer. Everything can be found
link
there.
In the description.
Link in the description. shop the merch. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even have any merch.
very much.
What was I going to say? Yeah, so basically to get to the top, there will be things that you learn along the way. There will be plateaus that you go through and that you kind of have to find a solution for. So a lot of the plateaus that I got into were because I didn't have certain habits in place. So you can only get to a certain level in game without doing some kind of mindfulness and meditation, right? Because if you're projecting the stressed, anxious...
inner self, yeah.
Yeah, overly thinking self, not many girls are going to be attracted to that, right? Yeah. And then... you can only get to a certain level without lifting, right? Because if you're lifting, working out, you have higher testosterone, you look more attractive. Like you were saying the other day, girls just like feel you.
Just feel and touch you, yeah.
Like what's going to help you get laid more? Looking unattractive or having like a large ripped physique that girls are just like, when they see you, they're like, oh my God, my pussy's getting wet. If her pussy's getting wet looking at you, it's going to be a lot easier to
close. Yeah, of course. No, when I was back in shape, sometimes it was much, much easier because just you being in shape, it's...
I agree. We have the opposite issues. You're naturally big and yeah. You kind of have to trim down a little bit and just get more muscle.
Yeah, yeah, but it kind
of
changes. For
me, I look like an Auschwitz survivor, so I have to put in a lot of effort.
I would rather be like you, but when I was a kid, I was really, really fat. When I was a kid, I was Auschwitz really, really gains. Fat. I was like really, really, really fat. Like, no idea. I'm not going to post a picture here, but you know, I started working out at some point and worked out for like 6-7 years, and then I stopped for an injury. But my metabolism changed a lot. So in these 2.5 years I've been injured, I feel I've been eating a lot and not very healthy because that was before, but you know. And I would think that I would be much, much fatter. If it was before I started working out, I would be really fucking fat just for the things I ate. And I ate a lot and I'm not like, I'm almost thin, you know. Mm-hmm. But I ate so much, didn't exercise, like didn't sleep a lot because I was always going out. So training just like changes your metabolism for life. It's not just a thing like, no, I have a good physique, you know. When you'll be like 40 and 50 and 60, your friends will all be fat, you know, with their chins falling, and you'll be like there looking like Mr. Olympia. So,
and another thing I want to say on the nutrition side is sometimes people think of nutrition only in terms of body composition, right? Mm-hmm. You can eat garbage and have good body composition.
Yeah, right? But not health.
Yeah. But your nutrition affects everything. So it's like some people fall in nutrition experts and they get body composition. That's their goal. They're like, I just follow my macros and I get my body composition looking well. And then it's like on the other side, it's like sexual health. Do you want to get your dick hard? Do you want your brain to function? Do you want to live long? Do you want your skin to look good? Do you want to feel good? Do you want to have good energy so when you go into a venue or a club, you can project good energy to a girl? Do you want to eat foods that promote presence? Like, there's like 50 things on this side, and then there's one thing on this side, and they're like, oh, the strong guy told me to do that, so
I just
eat poop, and I and I fat my macros, so I do it. Yay. It's like so stupid.
Yeah.
So focus on eating nutrient-dense foods. Sure, make it fit your macros. Good. But why don't you eat foods that help you, like, your health?
And it's really cool because you don't even need to count calories to do that. If you just start eating nutrient-dense foods, you know, and you just use your body, the body science to adjust the
yeah, so the amount. Those are the two main ways. If it fits your macros, eat poop. Or use your body's built-in mechanisms for thirst and hunger to regulate that.
Because your body knows, right?
Yeah, your body knows.
Okay, so the link.
Dude, I love how seductive this.
Yeah, this sounds right. It's awesome.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about coming, you can come whenever you want. come to any seminar, any boot camp.
This is great.
Yeah, I know.
I know. my equipment's legit.
I didn't build this, though, so...
Tiago.
Tiago's the builder.
100%,
dude. Tiago the builder. So the links will be in the description. If you guys want to follow Austin, just follow him on his Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. They'll go show up here, and here. And YouTube. No, they're probably going to appear in the description because now YouTube has some weird rules for putting stuff.
If you guys want to follow Joao, I know his address. Shoot me a message. It's very easy to follow him because he just talks all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And loud too, so okay. Well, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much for being here.
I hope you'll in your come
house.
Again.
Thank you for being in your house.
Yeah, I hope to. Yeah, I hope you come again one day.
I'll be back.
Dude, I love these mics.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. If you made it this far, you are a titan. So be sure to smash that like button, smash that subscribe button, give your boy Joao here some love. And until next time, I'll see you in the next episode, in the next video. Subscribe, retweet, reblog, share it with your mom, share it with your dad, send it to your dog. Maybe your dog knows this program. Maybe your dog could get a lot of value out of it.
Dogs can probably get laid more than men.
Yeah.
Women.
Make sure your dog's not neutered, though, because that would impact the ability to act
on this information.
Yeah.